God is our partner. As far as tithing goes, we continue to donate a large percentage to charitable organizations. It's important to give. As my very religious friend says, God does not need to receive, but humans need to give. Also, the reason we give is because tithing is our way of paying our partner, God. God is the best business partner I've ever had. He asks for 10% and lets me keep the other 90%. You know what happens if you stop paying your partners? They stop working with you. That is why we tithe. Budget tip number two. The expense column is the crystal ball. If you ever want to predict a person's future, just look at the person's discretionary monthly expenses. Rich Dad said, "You can tell a person's future by looking at what they spend their time and money on." He also said, "Time and money are very important assets. Spend them wisely." Budget tip number three. My assets pay for my liabilities. My poor dad believed in buying cheap. He thought being frugal was smart budgeting. We lived in an average house in an average neighborhood. My rich dad loved luxury. He lived in an affluent neighborhood and lived an abundant lifestyle. He did not like being cheap, although he was still careful with his money. If my poor dad wanted a luxury item, he simply denied himself the luxury of owning. He said, "We can't afford it." If my rich dad wanted a luxury item, he simply said, "How can I afford it?" And the way he afforded it was to create an asset in the asset column, an asset that paid for the liability. In other words, he acquired assets by paying himself first. With the cash flow from the assets, he then purchased his luxury liabilities. If he wanted big luxuries, he first created big assets. What many people do is buy big luxuries first and never have enough money to purchase assets. Again, it's a matter of priorities. The Bentley account. 2 years ago, I wanted a new car, a Bentley convertible. The price? $200,000. I had the money in my asset column. I could have purchased the car for cash. The problem with buying a $200,000 Bentley with cash is that the car is worth only $125,000 the moment I drive it off the lot. That is not a smart use of my cash. Instead of spending my cash, I called my stockbroker Tom and authorized him to convert some of my gold and silver shares into $200,000 cash. His job was to take the $200,000 and turn it into $450,000. The project was named the Bentley account. It took Tom about 8 months, but he finally called and said, "You can buy your Bentley." I then wrote a check and paid for the Bentley with the cash that had been created by my assets. The reason I needed the account traded up to $450,000 is because the extra $50,000 was to offset the taxes on the capital gains and the commission that Tom made. At the end of the day, I had my Bentley, and I still had the original $200,000. If I had just paid cash for the Bentley without trading the account, I would have lost my $200,000 in cash assets, and I would have lost an additional $75,000 due to the instant depreciation when I drove the car off the lot. In the chapter on Financial IQ number 2, Protecting Your Money, I wrote about how good brokers can make you rich and bad brokers make excuses. The Bentley account is an example of a good broker making me rich and happy, allowing me to afford the luxuries of life. So keep looking for a good broker if you don't already have one. At this point, it might be beneficial to remind you what an asset and a liability are. In my book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I define them simply as this. An asset is something that puts money in your pocket. A liability is something that takes money out of your pocket. There's nothing wrong with enjoying liabilities as long as you continue to pay yourself first and purchase them through the income generated by your assets. In the previous example, I used my assets to purchase my liability, and at the end of the day, I still had my asset and my Bentley.